Hi, Paul Slackus, good news, Planet, speaking to Joe Kelsey. Hi, Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. Glad to be on.
Actually, here it says, Joe, that at this year's Indy 500, you are the official milkman, the dairy farmer who delivers milk to the winners and his team. That's pretty exciting.
I'll tell you what.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what. This is one of the most exciting and coolest prizes in all of sports when it comes to handing the cold glass of milk to the winning driver of the Indianapolis 500. It's been a tradition since the 1930s, and to be a part of it myself and to represent dairy, not only here in Indiana, but across the country, what a special, special day. But you're right, it was certainly a bucket list item that I didn't even know was on my bucket list, but a fabulous day.
Why do I think milk bucket? But in any case, dairy farms are in all the states in New York, in the country, and we're going to talk about dairy farming, and we're going to talk about technology in dairy farming, and I love farms. First, I love the land being used to feed ourselves with. I love the history of it, and I guess I sort of came up in with a farm background myself with my both grandfathers. One, they had a farm in Elmsford. He delivered the eggs, and my grandfather on the other side was a butcher in the meat business. So to tell us a little bit about your work in technology, I hear, as well, is helping more today with the farmers.
Sure. Well, I think your example of your connection to agriculture with grandparents is really important and appropriate, because as time has gone on, the direct connection with farms with the general public is getting to be grandfather, great uncle, and there is a distance that's growing there. And so what we feel like is a responsibility for our farm, and I think that we share this amongst the other friends of mine that are in the agricultural business, that we have a responsibility to connect with our customer and our consumer, because their questions and their misunderstandings and their interest in where food's coming from and how it's produced certainly is top of mind. And if we can find ways to celebrate that conversation that can happen, find ways and connection points to engage that public, it's important for both our customer as well as for the farmer to really understand each other as we think about food production. When you talk about technology, I think about my grandpa and all the great lessons that he taught me and my brother on how to get up every day and really be connected to the cow and watch cows and understand what they're trying to tell you without saying a word, and starting early and staying late and seeing things that need to be done. But I think about the amount of technology, the number of tools that were available during his time here on our farm, so much different than what we have today. But the theme remains. He was always looking for the next best breakthrough that would help help us do a better job for our land, a better job for our animals, and a better job for the food that we produce here every day. And that remains true today. So although we can process enormous amounts of data and analyze it and make decisions on it so much more than he could, we have tractors that are so much bigger and so much more horsepower, and heck, they can even drive themselves that he didn't have. But we also are connected to that, what's coming next? And how can we embrace technology, embrace innovation in such a way that we can provide and do even better job? And as my brother and I raise our families here on our farm, we're hopefully instilling that in our children as they look for ways to take the baton and carry it even further.
Well, what are some of, like, I see you also work at Dow, Agro Sciences and Partners, and I mean, science has moved agriculture forward in many ways as well. I mean, imagine irrigation, water, better nutrients into the soil, replenishing it. What are some of those kinds of things that you're staying on? I mean, you went to college, you got a BS in agricultural economics, farm management. What are some of the things that are happening out there that are, just making it a little wiser that we've learned from?
Well, I will say that agriculture, I have so much passion for this business, for this industry, for the way that we can work with our environment, work with the weather, and work with animals to produce food for people. I mean, that's a really rewarding effort and life's work. And so for farmers, and in particular dairy farmers, every day that think about this in a really intensive way. And when we think about the kinds of technology that have been brought to bear, I'm really excited about the role that agriculture plays, both on a dairy farm, on a crop farm, on a beef farm, all farms, the role that we can play in meeting and rising to the challenge of humankind's biggest issues, whether that be the changing climate patterns, it be providing calories for people, it be for managing the environment, water quality, it be really for meeting the needs of how people live and work and play in the communities that that they are part of. Agriculture has such an important part and can unlock the solutions to some of these biggest challenges. And I don't know if we talk about that enough, but what a great business and industry and community to be a part of when we're really about trying to solve these big issue problems.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm with you. We're as a company involved with World Water and the International Day of Water with the United Nations, and one of our associates helped create that with the country of Tajikistan, because water seems to be a real, we have a lot of it, but we somehow haven't been able to distribute it, to clean up the oceans enough to drink it, and I think, isn't that very, very important for the future, as well as just human beings in general?
Well, I think you're exactly right. When it comes to some of our challenging and most pressing issues, water is certainly among them. And so we're looking for ways to improve the ways that we utilize water, the efficiency at which we can use this very valuable asset and use it in a much more responsible way. Here on our dairy farm, we want to think about ways that we can conserve water, whether it be wash water or it be water, drinking water for the cows, and those sorts of things. And I know as we look to our friends in the cropping business, ways that we can utilize that irrigation water to really be as productive as possible to grow those crops that feed cows like mine or that feed people around the world. That distribution process is a big part. And a friend of mine and I always talk about when water becomes as valuable as gold. And isn't that the truth? What kinds of things and how would we treat it differently? And I think this is a consideration that all of us have on the dairy farm and around the world, frankly.
So it says 42,000 dairy farm families and 1,200 dairy processors across the country. So you're a big community. And how are you involved in addition to your own professional community to the local community? It always seems to me that the farmers are... In fact, I interviewed John Halsey. I don't know if you know him. He's got this Halsey Farms in Southampton on Long Island. And their part, they put a tent up. They do a lot of nonprofit events over there on their land, and they're I think an 1800 age old family continuing. And the girls, the women of the family, are running that farm, and they have a milk pail place up there out there on Southampton. Why is it that you always feel that a farmer loves the community? What is it?
Yeah, well, probably lots of reasons. You know, we feel really connected to our community, partly because our family has been fortunate enough to be a part of this community since the early 1800s, and that maybe is the start. But connecting with our neighbors and friends that have questions about agriculture, that have questions about dairy, how it's produced, what it can do for them and their diets, is incredibly important. We work with elementary schools, invite them to the farm to connect on our farm. We work with youth organizations, FFA and 4-H, to build that next generation of leaders. And we work with civic groups and our church groups to have these conversations about food production, and in particular dairy. It's important to connect with our community, and I think agriculture shares that amongst all of its players.
Joe, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much for continuing on your family tradition. It's like the guts of America, I will say. Let me ask you two last quick questions, Joe. I know you have a busy schedule here. What's good news for you, Joe?
What's good news for me is the commitment, I think, that dairy farmers have to continually improve. And find those new solutions to take better care of their animals and to take better care of the environment that they work in. I hope that your listeners will consider connecting with a local dairy farmer. You mentioned 42,000. There's one around you somewhere, and they're willing, more than willing, to have a conversation over the phone, maybe in person on their dairy, or at the soccer game when they're watching their kids play. Lean over and ask them some questions about their dairy farm. They'd be happy to share with you. You can also go to undeniablydairy.org and get some more information in a general sense, a great resource to connect with the dairy industry.
Joe, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you one last question because I know you're all about that. I can sense it. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, September 21st, and just peace in general. And I'd like to ask you, and I've asked thousands, what does peace mean to them? Joe, what's peace mean to you, if you don't mind?
Well, peace means to me really thinking about ways that we can work together and partner together and understand each other. And I think through conversations, through face-to-face interactions, we can work through what problems the world shoots at us, and we can do better. So be friendly and get to know the people around you, and I think it starts locally.
What's that website again, Joe? That was brilliant. Thank you. What was that website? One
website
more time.
Again is undeniablydairy.org.
UndeniableDairy.org. Okay, my friend, thank you very much, and thanks for doing the good kind of work that you're doing. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, good to have you.